We welcome in our friend Mark Kalnin for a look at what's going on in high school basketball on the eve of the tournament. Mark, how are you?
Great. Most wonderful time of the year, Rick.
Boy, it sure is indeed. And been a pretty interesting week, too, with some prelim games. Any big surprises in the prelims this week?
Well, I don't know if any big surprises, but Dexter going to Blue Hill, losing twice to George Stevens during the regular season. Tough to beat a team three times, and it's proven again last night as the Dexter boys went to Blue Hill and got the win, 11 over a 16. So kudos to Matt Butler and the Tigers, a great win there. You know, not a lot of surprises. I mean, MCI girls, big win over Erskine there. That was a 10 over a 7. Tasha Pratt done a great job with them, getting them to the tournament. Really, probably 3 weeks ago, they were well out of the tournament. So they finished the season strong, and here they are going to Bengal.
Well, let's go through, if we can, and maybe look at each of the three classes that we'll be playing down at the Cross Insurance Center and get your thoughts on them. Let's start with Class B boys. Who do you have as the favorite, and who's a bit of a sleeper team that could pull off a surprise?
Well, I would say that this is the toughest one because, well, first of all, Ellsworth's number one, and, you know, well-deserved. Chance Mercy has you know, led them and done a great job. But so they, I would say, the favorite. But you know, you got Orno, you got Caribou, you got Old Town, Herman. Even Herman played well last night. The first game of the tournament tomorrow, Old Town and Herman. That should be very interesting. And then the unknown is Veranicook. You know, none of these teams play Veranicook. Veranicook comes in as a number two seed. They're in a different conference, so they're really the unknown because they don't play really any of the teams these teams play either. So they're really the unknown. I am going to go with Ellsworth, even though, you know, it wouldn't really surprise me if the top six, any of the top six, just out of it. One of the best games, most anticipated games of quarterfinals might be the one Saturday morning. Number four Orno takes on number five Caribou, and the winner of that game will play Ellsworth if they get by their quarterfinal team against. You know, some interesting games right off the bat here this week. As the first one on Friday is Old Town Herman, first one on Saturday is Orno and Caribou. But I'm going to go with Ellsworth, but again, wouldn't be surprised if any of the top six wins.
All right. What about in Class B girls, Mark?
I think this is the fairest favorite, maybe, other than Class B girls. I think Ellsworth, head and shoulders, the favorite here. Old Town did give them a challenge in one of their two games. And, you know, so that would be like a huge upset if Old Town beat them. But I think Ellsworth so deep. They got pretty much everybody back from last year's state title team. And I would expect Ellsworth to roll there.
All right, we're talking high school basketball tournament. Mark Kalnin of Eastern Maine Sports. Let's move to Class C. Who do you like on the boys' side?
I'd like to take a number seven Mount View to win Class C boys. You know, they played a Class C schedule. You know, they had Oceanside on the schedule. They had Potomac Valley. They had a really tough schedule. They come in as a number seven. You know, they're going to be tough to beat. And, you know, even though they're a 7th seed, that, you know, so on paper that looks like a surprise, but I think a lot of people are picking them. Dallas comes in at number one. They have a lot of new players from last year's regional championship team, but obviously these players are pretty good. They just didn't get the playing time last year. So they're pretty good. And PPHS comes in as another 8th seed. They're quite a story. They pretty much played with 5 players most of the year. They do have a, you know, 6 or 7 on the roster, but you know, these 5 played all the time, very disciplined. Brian Dodd did a great job with them, getting them there, and we'll see. They play number one Calis in the quarterfinals, but I'm going to go with Mount View to win that class.
All right, how about Class C girls?
This wouldn't be very interesting. Dexter number one, Fort Kent number two, Conestoga Valley number three, and Madden Austin number four. Dexter, the number one seed, has a tough road. First they played Mount View in the quarterfinals, they win that, they'll probably play Matt Knoxville, who gave Dexter their only loss in the regular season. Very tough road for them. Penobscot Valley is always a tough challenger. I would expect Dexter and Penobscot Valley to play in the Regional Championship, but again, don't be surprised if Matt Knoxville pulls an upset. And again, Fort Kent could give Penobscot Valley all they could handle in the semifinals, too. But it's a tradition, Dexter, Penobscot Valley in a regional final. Go with Dexter in a very close one there.
All right, Dale, let's move on to Class D. What do you think on the boys' side?
Boys' side, that should be very interesting. Jake's number one, the only undefeated team in the North. They come in the favorite, I think. But Bengals Christian has played well, and as has some other teams, Southern Roots. Katahdin actually beat Southern Roots twice. So, this is going to be some interesting, semifinal games coming up. And I'm going to pick Skank. They have been tough. They're 18-0, but I think they've improved as the year has gone on. So, look for them to. They won't be easy, though, because Bengals Christian and Katahdin, Southern Roots, a few other teams will give challenges.
And how about Class D girls? Can anybody beat Southern Aroostook?
I think it's the Southern Aroostook Invitational, but Wisdom, they do have the best player on the floor every time they take the floor in Lumen Roy, but Southern Aroostook, very deep and very strong. I do think if they do get to the state championship game, they will have a challenge this year, much more than they have in the past. Valley's a favorite over there in Class D. South, I've seen them a few times this year, so it won't be a cakewalk once if they get there like it has been in past years.
Well, we're looking forward to it. All gets underway tomorrow at the Cross Insurance Center in Bangor. Mark, we look forward to talking with you throughout tournament week, so appreciate you giving us a little preview today. Have a great time, and of course, follow Eastern Maine Sports for everything you need to know about the tournament. Have a good time, Mark, and we will catch you next week.
All right. Thank you for having me, Rich.
You got it. Mark Cowlin talking high school basketball tournament with us here on Downtown. Our high school report brought to you by Sweats Tires, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.